Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is National Consultant Maksud Mir calling in from Missouri. Guys, we have a very special guest tonight on the National Business Builder Call. This call has been my go-to call for starting my week for the last 10 years. I've been in it almost 10 years, guys, and every Sunday night I would jump on Brian McClure's call, and I'm so honored that Brian has allowed me to run this call there for the last few weeks, and I'm very, very honored that the gentleman that we're about to have tonight has agreed to do the call tonight. So just a little background about this gentleman. I met him almost 8-9 years ago at Ambition, and I'm also at Power Trip. I'm sorry, it was at a Power Trip. It was my very first Power Trip, and Jeff Rollins was speaking that day. And when I heard him speak, the training was fantastic, guys. But what I remembered was his ability to deliver an effective message. And tonight is going to be any different. If you have ever had an opportunity to listen to him, he is an exceptional, exceptional speaker and also a trainer. He's also the winner of the Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award in 2021. He has won the Co-Founders Impact Award. He has won the Pure Energy Award. He's been featured on the Success Magazine multiple times. He's an executive consultant from New York. This is Mr. Jeff Rollins. Jeff, can you hear us, sir?
I can, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir,
excellent.
Would you mind telling a little bit about yourself, and then you can take the call away, sir?
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I'm humbled to be asked to be part of this call. It's always just an honor to be part of anything that, you know, Brian McClure is connected to. And Mir, thank you for, you know, just stepping in and taking over the call and doing a great job. Couldn't have a better leader to take on that responsibility of such an important call in this business. And, you know, Mir and I got a chance to spend some time just a couple weeks ago down in Texas. We were down there meeting with some leaders, and what a great opportunity just to be around people. So, you know, I hear people on the call saying they're going to Ambition, they're going to be plugged in, and that could be a monumental decision for your business. You know, I have a couple new people I just signed up in the business and been having some conversations about going down to Dallas, and, you know, it's in 2 weeks. And people are like, well, how are you going to get somebody to sign up for the business and then, you know, commit to going to Dallas? And quite frankly, I mean, I signed up for Ambit Energy in October of 2010. So obviously I was past the ambition for that year. And, you know, my background was, you know, I live in the heart of New York, 50 miles north of New York City, been living in the location I'm in right now for about 23 years. Prior to that, I lived at the next town over. You know, just raising my family, you know, ran a large construction management company, was skilled in, was a master framer, a cabinet maker, you know, that road, was, drawn into architecture and design, and just really loved that industry, and, did some real estate investing. Actually working on a project right now on a property that I bought about 23 years ago. Doing some renovations to that, and I enjoyed doing that, but I knew it was something I didn't want to do for the rest of my life, at least for money. And in 2010, the subprime mortgage mess happened, and the building industry dropped out, and some big builders went down, and I was tied to them, and it was just an ugly time. I'm a father of five. My oldest daughter, Cassandra, had just gone to college 2010, and enrolled her in a, $43,000 university. She had some great scholarship money, but I was still going to have to come up with a good chunk of money. And I had two others that would be going into college right around the same time she would be graduating. That was a scary time for me. You know, I took very much pride in driving my kids to do what they want to do, if it's college or if it's a vocation school, whatever it is. And I was just fearful that I wasn't going to be able to come through with my obligation of saying, you know, if you worked hard, you got great grades, I would pay for you to go to university. And those dreams were slipping away, even though they didn't know it. I never let them know it. But I was fearful of that. And it's, you know, it's very similar to today. You know what I mean? So when I got a call about Ambit Energy, you know, it just seemed like a no-brainer. But, you know, I didn't take action right away. You know, I ended up getting, the prestigious award of being a fast-track executive consultant. But I wasn't a fast-track RC or a fast-track SC. You know, I took a little time to get going, about 3.5-4 months. I didn't really go to my first business presentation until almost February of 2011, I signed up October of 2010. But when I did finally go and realize what we had my hands on here, you know, then it was off to the races. And we went to work. And, you know, what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I think what's so important is that, you know, the big events are very important, and we have one coming up. And, man, if you can get there, you just get there, because you're going to have to wait a whole nother year before this event comes again. And that's why it's so important to be able to plug into it. Most of the relationships, Muir was talking about meeting me at Power Trip. That was an event that was done twice a year by national consultant Brian McClure. And, yeah, the relationships you build and the people you build, you gain business partners in this business that are situated all over the United States. And that's exciting stuff, because then your business just isn't, you know, in your home state. And, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to Muir the other day, because I had a gentleman that just signed up last night, and he's from Minnesota. Now, you know, Muir's from Missouri, and just having states that you're from that we don't do service in, there's a different way to do business there in the sense of how you're going to network and gather customers than if you're in a state where your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your uncle and your aunt could be your customer. It doesn't work that way. Now it's like, who do you know from Chicago? Who do you know from Pennsylvania? Who do you know from Texas? Who do you know from Baltimore? Those, that kind of networking. You know, I have a lot to learn in that area. I was very spoiled for a long time. Now I sit in a state that doesn't have service, so I have to reinvent my business. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight. The system that Ambit Energy put in place when I got into the business, which really, guys, hasn't really changed much in the sense of what we do. But what's changed is how we do. So what do I mean by that? We have what we do is pretty much the same. It's the how we do and how we contact which makes it different. So let's take a look right now. I'm excited that in a couple of weeks I'm going to be down in Dallas. We're going to get all sorts of information. We have the powerhouse Vistra Energy that backs us now. Vistra Energy has expressed and the leadership of Vistra, and with their actions, have shown us that they're committed to Ambit Energy, and they want Ambit Energy to be the premier marketing arm of Vistra Corp. In the retail energy space. So if you think about that, I truly believe that the rocket has never left the launching pad with Vistra and Ambit. And I'm not going to go deep into the history, but bottom line, 2019, November, just about October 31st, November 1st, you know, Ambit is acquired by Vistra. And while they're trying to sort out everybody in corporate, you don't need two accounting departments. You don't need two legal departments. You don't need two HR departments. People are getting packages. All this stuff's getting sorted out. Vistra Corp had bought two or three other companies in the same year, and they were just blowing and going. And then by January, February, we're in COVID. And then we have COVID for a couple of years. And they had to learn how to send people home and have consultant support from home and have customer care from home, all those logistics. So, you know, on the forefront of where we were going to head with Vistra and what was going to happen, a lot of people anticipated that they would be the savior. They would come in and they would just really turn around Ambit right away. And I just don't think this is just me personally, that it ever really launched off the launching pad. But once it has, and it has, and people are sorting it out, you really need to get back to basics. And I don't hear enough talked about, I think, what's one of the key things in this business. So like Mir said, I like to deliver, something to this call that's going to give you value that you can leave tonight. And if you apply it, you can increase your business and increase the amount of people in your business. I think it's just so important that if you're going to take the time on a Sunday night to listen to a call, then the person that's instructing on the call has to deliver something of value. And if you can do that, when I went to church this morning, usually me and my daughter Emma go. She's at her friend's this weekend. My son was doing something with his friend. So, I go to church. Sometimes I'm with them. Sometimes I'm my own. And, I'm always drawn into, I started going to a new church about a half a year ago or so, right after COVID kind of broke. And, they asked me if I would help out and do some ushering. And that's not really my gig, and it's not my calling, but if they needed help, I'd do it. And it's a big church, so they really need it, and they need a security situation. So I helped out today and listened to the message of the pastor, and it was just a great message. The message that we deliver, either a pastor at a church or a leader in Ambient Energy, or you with a brand new consultant. I have a brand new guy, like I said, Charlie from Minnesota area, and he said he was going to hop on this call tonight. Now, I don't know if he's on or not, and I hope he is. I'm thinking, how do I deliver a message that people can get value from? So I really believe the number one thing that you need to redo, readjust, refocus is establishing your 1 minute, 30 second to 1 minute why story of why you started your Ambient Energy business. We talk about the why, and I don't think we talk enough. We used to talk a lot about a vision board and the self-help arm of taking a goal and writing it down and then putting it into pictures. And if you ever want a good description of what to do with this and how to visualize and how to take pictures and do self-affirmation, there's a book called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire by Richard Bliss Brook. Monster network marketer, has been in all sorts of different companies. But he wrote this book, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, also wrote a book called The Four-Year Career. And this book talks very specifically about the visualization and taking pictures and putting them in perspective, taking a goal and actually turning them into a vision board and doing pictures. Another really amazing description on your why is also in another book by Dean Graziosi, called Millionaire Success Habits. Now, Dean Graziosi wrote about 3 or 4 New York Times bestsellers on real estate and real estate investing. Has, I think, $43 million in a net worth of single-family houses. That's what he invests in. There's other different people that do it different ways. But the book that he wrote on success habits after he became a multimillionaire was Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. And what's really excited about that book is the first chapter is an amazing description on the why and digging deep into 7 levels of your why. And I really like what he says. He says, when you can take the why from your head to your heart is when you really have a strong why. So you get your why. And then the second thing that you need to do in this business is you need to have a written list. I know we have all sorts of things that drag us away from doing the basics. We have spreadsheets and we have our Facebook and we have our LinkedIn and I have plenty of contacts, blah, 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 blah. But, I truly, 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 truly believe that the way that you're going to be successful in this business is an actual written list. Get yourself a composition book. you can have your spreadsheets and you can have your Excel lists and all this kind of stuff. But I really believe that the connection to the visualization of the written list, then taking the written list like a written goal, and if a written goal you can move to your vision board and put pictures, then a written list you can move names to a shorter list, a list that you're going to focus on, you're going to visualize. In my case, you can pray over, whatever allows you to take the names and crystallize them is going to, I believe, let more of a spiritual sense take over and help these people to move into your business. So once you've done this and once you've created your why, and your why story is quick, practice it, 30 seconds or less, you know, why you got your ambient energy business started. And it changes and it materializes and different things happen with ambient energy. And my why story today is different than my why story when I started. But you got to have that. Then you got to have a written list. And this is where, you know, our business is the why and the written list and then the invitation and then the presentation and then doing a three-way call and then doing an enrollment of an actual consultant into the business. But I truly believe that if, obviously, if you don't make a written list and you don't make the effort to put names down on paper and visualize these people that are going to get into business, you know, I'm going to have two or three people get into my business this month. That, you know, my goal was to have five new personally sponsored people in the month of August and get at least two or three of them to commit to coming down to Ambition. And, you know, I have two out of the five in. I have one guy really strongly thinking about coming down, so I'm not there yet. But I'm taking these five names and I've taken them to visualization and prayer and just trying to let the spirit kind of work on the reasons that these people are even entertaining to get into the business and finding out people's whys. And then, you know, finding out your team's whys. You know, I have a book, a why book, with my team, that I have their whys written down of key people that I work with. So that when they're having a tough day or their best friend says no or something happens, that you can actually remind them of why they got into the business and help them to refocus and push out the negatives and push forward. But I truly believe that what has changed in this business is the next thing with the invitation. And it hasn't changed how to do the invitation in the sense of it's brief. It's getting somebody to watch a Zoom presentation or a business presentation, which is 110 times easier now to send to somebody. And that's where the change is. So the invitation has to be still brief. I have to let the live Zoom presentation or let a video do the talking. You know, all that stayed the same. But what is cutting edge is how and the things we can do. So when I got into business, I'm sitting in my car right now. I always do this. I'm actually in my driveway. When I come out to the car, because of technology, I can have the car with the speaker and it's hands-free, and it just makes me very comfortable in doing these calls. But the bottom line is on the back seat of my car, I have a pile of Success from Home magazines. And I still carry them around, and I still think they're a great tool. And then we used to have reprints that, you know, one of the great leaders in this company who's part of our group would put together these great materials that, you know, maybe there was an article about Ambit, or we got on the Direct Selling Association, and they would make all these reprints, stuff that you could hand to somebody. And what were they for? Well, they were for credibility in the company. You know, Success from Home magazine was stories and why stories, and it was for credibility. But it also, I want you to think about something for a minute. You have a brand new consultant, they get into the business, they know nothing about the business, but they want to talk to their, their uncle, their aunt, or their best friend, or their coworker. They want to talk to someone about the business, but they need to be confident enough to talk. And we don't really want them to do a lot of talking in the beginning. We rather them become a master invitation inviting people to take a look at the Zoom or take a look at the, and this was tough. So the reason that we had material was to put something in their hands so that they could go to their neighbor or go to their best friend, hand them and have the confidence that they were handing something that was material that the person could read, and it would take off the burden of them trying to have to explain the business. So think about this for a minute. Sorry about that, guys. Think about this for a minute. I used to drive a brand new consultant hour away. Well, I want to get some material in your hands. All right, maybe we can meet halfway. And we would go and meet. I'd give them a pack of Success from Home magazines, or they would buy Success from Home magazine at a training. All of that has been eliminated. Not that you can't still use it, but I really believe what the key to the invitation in our business, and then I'm going to go over to three types of invitations, three types of people, and how to invite them. So the key to the invitation is the initial invitation now can be done seamlessly through technology and the Ambient Energy app that you get when you sign up in this business, or it can be done through a Zoom presentation that are being done all over Ambient Energy, almost every night of the week, in Spanish, in English. I mean, it's just amazing. So going and making an appointment and driving 45 minutes to meet with somebody, there's nothing wrong with that. But I really truly believe that with the technology and the steps that we've taken, you can get somebody with the first contact, the first initial look, to get onto a presentation where you have a pro like Mir, or you have Rose and Kevin Duncan, or Jeremy that's part of their team that did a great presentation, myself and Jay Emma, and all these great leaders that do Zoom presentations, David Belmar and Aura Guzman, all these great people from these different areas that do great Zoom presentations. And you can actually put a face on an area. I got another guy that's in the Chicago area, and I was able to put a face on a Zoom with some local people from Chicago. So that's very, very important. Now, your job as the invitation is still the same thing. Brief invitation. Hey, I'm working on something. Love to have you take a look at it. If I could get you invited to an invitation-only Zoom presentation, could you get on? I think that actually comes from Eric Worre, if I remember right. If I could get you a spot on a Zoom presentation, if I sent you the information to an invitation-only business presentation, Zoom presentation, could you put aside 20 to 25 minutes? JM and myself do one on Thursday nights. It's 25 minutes. With EC testimonies and everything, boom, in and out presentation. But see, the just sending out the Zoom link lets people know, and I've had some links sent from some people, and it says, all right, we have business presentation every Tuesday and Friday or whatever. In my humble opinion, that your invitation should not be open-ended. We have one every week. Get on when you possibly can. You got to have some sense of urgency. So the next Zoom presentation is the only Zoom presentation, and it is the next one. And I'm going to see if I can get you on it. So if you're going to take a bullet point, or you're going to take a golden nugget from this presentation, it's when you invite somebody onto something, there has to be excitement in your voice, there has to be a sense of urgency, and there has to be a sense of limit on this Zoom. There has to be a sense of if I can get you on, if there's a spot, would you participate to this invitation-only business presentation? And that's just a fact. It's an invitation-only business presentation because you invited them. It's your business presentation. So that is so, so important that we get people to start to do invitations properly. It's all about the proper invitation. It's all about your getting your numbers higher and getting people to come on. So the invitation. So who are you inviting? Well, if you're a brand new consultant, it's still the same. It's people you know, friends, family, coworkers, and this is your invitation. Your brief invitation to somebody that you have a great relationship, it's a best friend, it's a brother, it's a cousin, it's an uncle, is if you're within driving distance of them, within reason, I still believe that face-to-face excitement is the best way to show this business. So if you can go over and you have the relationship where you can just stop over at their house, then do it. Then go over, hey, listen, I'm working on something. Even if you're just going to make an invitation, but then get on the Zoom, a face-to-face invitation is great. But this is how you do it. When you call somebody up and you want to do a brief invitation to somebody, you always have to have a sense of urgency. So when I call somebody up and I want to put them on a business presentation or I want to make an invitation, I'll call up and say, you know, hey, John, it's Jeff. How you doing? Hey, listen, I just got a couple minutes because I'm expecting a phone call. Or I just got a couple minutes because I got to get on a Zoom or whatever it is. Or I got something I'm doing. But I wanted to ask you a favor. See, if you're in a hurry and you want to ask someone a favor, you're limiting the amount of space that they can ask you questions. And for your brand new person that's going to be uncomfortable in answering questions, you need to limit the amount of time that you're going to be on the phone with somebody. And if it's face-to-face, it can be real quick and you're going to have somebody ready. So it's, hey, listen, I only got a couple seconds here. I only got about a minute. I'm expecting a phone call. But listen, I'm working on something and I wonder if I were to be able to get you on a Zoom presentation on Thursday, would you get on? And you need the answer. Oh, sure, I could get on. Awesome. Listen, I'm going to send you the link the day of, and I'll give you a little reminder about a half an hour before. Hey, listen, got to go. Don't want to miss that phone call, and you're off the phone. Now, if it's a person you can show the business right then, you can take your Ambient Energy app now and you can send them the video by text message. Man, I love this thing. You know, there's no more having to get them on www.energy526 or anything. It's all over. You can send them a video. The video, it has technology that shows you how long they've watched it. But the key to sending someone the video, if you're brand new, guys, is having someone set up for a three-way call. So the presentation is irrelevant. It doesn't matter which one. It doesn't matter what one. I suggest you use material that is okayed by Ambit and also is brief, and it's just a quick introduction. That's just my opinion. Some of the teams might do something different, but that's what you got to do. And then you got to have somebody ready to answer questions if that person has questions because you're brand new. So that's for the brand new person. The person has been in business for a little while, like myself and Mir, and you know, or somebody that it hasn't really written a robust list of people, and they need to expand their list. You need to go to the list that, you know, the guy that watches the ball game Little League with your kid, that's on your kid's team, or a coworker that you don't always talk to, but they're really good, or somebody you did business with, or.
All right, we have Jeff back on, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear?
Yeah, very sorry, guys. Didn't even know that I was gone. I don't know where I ended up, but I'm just going to keep going. All right, you can hear me, Mir?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right, good. So I was getting into the invitation, and I spoke about, I don't know if I'm repeating myself, but the invitation for a brand-new person, the invitation for somebody that is knows the person that you're speaking with, it's real brief. It's an invitation. Hey, are you home? Hey, I got something to show you. The secondary invitation is people that you have associations with through work or a ball game or something like that. And, guys, I really believe you need to get into the posture that you are a recruiter. You're constantly looking. You got the radar up. You're looking for people that are looking for opportunities. You're listening. You're asking questions, not to tell them about your business the actual first time that you meet them, not the second, maybe not even the third. It's you know, you're letting this person feed you information. Maybe it's, you know, little Johnny's father that you've been watching the soccer game with, and you've been talking to him for 6 weeks, and he's exposed to you a little bit that he hates his job, or sometimes he comes late to the soccer game because he's working real hard, you know? And then, you know, the invitation with him is, hey, you know, Bob, it's been great to meet you. Really enjoyed spending time watching our kids watch soccer and talk. Hey, listen, I noticed that you weren't at the game the other day. Yeah, I know, I've been working real hard. I have to work too many hours, and, you know, whatever it is. Hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you'd ever be interested in looking at something else, but I'm working on a project, and it might be something that you'd be good at. I think you'd be good at it just from talking to you. You know, I don't want to, you know, get into it right now. We're here relaxing. You just finished work, but would you have a cup of coffee with me? I can show you what we're doing, or could I get you to hop on a Zoom? And I think, guys, you need to be careful. If you have a guy that's a corporate guy that's spent the last year and a half on Zoom presentations, he's not going to – he'll know how to get on them, but he might be open to going to have a cup of coffee with you. So that might work there, but get him on a Zoom or send him your link and be set up. But the third type of person, and the type of person that right now I'm entertaining to get into the business, you know, I'm working my business in Pennsylvania and Texas and different states, that is a different type of person that we're going to be contacting. And that person might be somebody that is in the Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter world. And guys, I am not an expert when it comes to, you know, social media, and, you know, I know John Drew is just a master at it, and I would definitely recommend you hop on some of his material, and he can teach you exactly how to do it. But what he talks about is no different than what the reality is we're looking to build relationships. And when you're contacting and you're dealing with people, I think it's easier on social media to do some clever eavesdropping, let's call it, on people, and get a feel for where they're at and what's going on in their life. I mean, that's just the bottom line, is you need to find out things that are happening with people in their life that allows you to ask the right questions to get them to take a look at your business. So, you know, you're got a person and you're, you know, just start to get involved in people's some posts on Facebook and like some people's posts and see if they like yours back. And if they do, you're building relationships, and then just watch. You know, they might post something that's they just went on vacation, or you know, they're doing a job or whatever it is. Something that you can comment on, something that you can just start to build relationships on. And hopefully they're going to expose and give you a clue to where is going to be the opportunity for you to ask them to take a look at your business. And that's very, very important. Now, you know, Mira and I were talking about LinkedIn, and, you know, I've developed some pretty good talents on LinkedIn, all trial and error. But that's where I contact people. And, you know, it's done demographically, which is really cool. And, you know, if you go on LinkedIn and you have what's called a first contact, meaning that person has accepted you as a contact, and they might be from an area. So let's take Maryland or Philadelphia or whatever. You can go on there. You can pick a spot and go to your first, and you might have 25 people, 30 people that you're first connected through your matrix of that. And, guys, LinkedIn, don't be offended, but if you try to connect with me on LinkedIn and you are part of Ambit Energy, I will not accept you as a connection. I have very little people. When I learned this, I didn't do anymore. But the way that the matrix gets built in LinkedIn, if you're connected to all people from Ambit Energy, it's just going to connect you to more people from Ambit Energy, and all of a sudden your LinkedIn is going to be filled with people from Ambit Energy, and you can't sponsor them because they're already in the business. So if you want to be a networker and you want to be out there, you want to be cleverly on there as not an Ambit Energy consultant, or
make all your connections. I think I'm on there as Ambit, but most of my connections are in construction, construction management, real estate, that kind of deal. Real tours and all that kind of stuff. That's just my connection. So if I want to make a contact with somebody on LinkedIn, first thing I have to do is build a relationship with them on LinkedIn. And so I'm going to have to be proactive and read their posts and have an educated response. Hey, great job. You know, a bunch of contractors, guys who do kitchen stuff. So, you know, hey, great job. Hey, you know, how'd you do that? Or just get into dialogue with people and build relationships. And then once that relationship starts to build, it's going to open you up to be able to make an invitation. And I believe that LinkedIn invitations should be the indirect invitation, not trying to sponsor them directly, but asking them for help because you're expanding in their area and you're looking for some sharp people. People are always willing to help. If you build somebody up and you just use language that makes somebody feel good about themselves genuinely, I'm not saying give them fluff, but you know, the guy's making comments and stuff. So there's this guy, Dominic, that I've been speaking to from the Philly area. He's a smaller contractor. I think he was a painter. He does some kitchens. So I'll comment on other stuff. So after I built the relationship, I just made a message to him. I said, hey, Dominic, listen, I really enjoy your posts and the work you're doing. I have the same background as you in the construction world, but I'm working on a project right now in your area, looking for some sharp people. Wonder if you would be open to me having a conversation so I could find out if maybe somebody you know is a fit for what I'm looking for. You see what I'm saying? I'm pulling it away from him. I'm not personally trying to sponsor him right now, even though I want to, but I'm doing the indirect way. Because one way or the other, if the guy gives me a referral and that referral is responsive to me and wants to get into business, then I'm going to be able to call back Dominic and say, Dominic, listen, John that you referred to the business is interested in getting in. You know, I know you didn't really take a strong look at this business, but look, you could be a place marker. You could get into the business and be my business partner. And then anything that John does, you would benefit from. I mean, it's a way to loop somebody in. You know, Brian McClure does this training on this, and it's amazing how it works. And getting people to give you a referral that gives a referral and just digging deep into their without them even signing up in the business. So these are key factors to building relationships online. So pick a platform and work it. You know, start being active. You know, I have 435 friend requests right now on Facebook. You know, I've always not accepted them all, but, you know, now I'm starting to dig into them and finding out where these people are and slowly accepting them into my network and just saying hello. Because, guys, this is the future of how you can build a business in Ambit Energy. So let's recap. I hope when I came in, I came out, I covered everything. But so, you know, your why is a very, very important thing. The written list is a key factor, but the invitation, you have to get the invitation down. If you can get the invitation down, and with technology now, really, then it becomes a numbers game. And you just have to have a mindset that everyone's not going to get into your business right now, and you have to be good. You know, the fortune is in the follow-up. Keep a good records of contacting people so you can get back to them in 6 months, in a year. You know, I have a guy right now who's giving me a referral that came into my Ambit Energy business 8 years ago. But I knew that he worked at Olympia Sports and in Pennsylvania. So I called him up the other day, and he doesn't want to be active in Ambit anymore. I told him if one of his referrals gets in, that I'd give him a call and give him an opportunity to jump in. But he sent me two names, and I'm going to make some phone calls. One guy's a realtor, a woman, and the other guy was the manager of an Olympia Sports. I don't know, but this is what I'm doing to get people to get into our business. So, you know, we're excited about what's going on. We have a big event coming up. And for those of you who are going to Ambition, you know, every year they do a People's Choice Award. And it's the only award in Ambit Energy, actually, that is chosen by the people of Ambit Energy, the consultants, you know. And, you know, when you're chosen by your peers, it's a real special award. And, Mir, I know you're muted, so maybe you can come on, and you and I can kind of do this together. You know, every group usually picks somebody that they want to nominate, correct? And I don't know if you guys, some people on this call, I heard some people from Chicago, but Sylvia is from the Chicago area. We just got a chance to spend some time with her a couple weeks ago. And Mir and I and some other leaders are going to push to get, you know, Sylvia awarded the People's Choice Award. And Mir is going to come on and give you all her information. You know, I just wanted to endorse that and just say, it's, you know, somebody that we're going to push, great person, just helps out everybody. You know, I've had some challenges in you know, getting people plugged in the Chicago area, and she's helped me out with that. So, you know, Mir, I'm going to shoot back to you. What an honor to be part of this call. And I hope that it was helpful tonight.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for a wonderful training. I'm telling you guys, if you don't understand what the impact of this training is, I mean, this can impact your entire business, the way that invitation works. This is a core principle, core way to invite somebody into the business there. And Jeff just broke it down for you guys. So I appreciate it very much, Jeff. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, Jeff and I were talking about a person that would be deserving of this Honored Ambit Choice Award there that's voted by you guys. So you don't need a C number for Sylvia to vote. You can just go into Ambit Energy's website, or you actually have a link there too also. And the link will allow you to vote for her, and her name is Sylvia Makowska. Makowska is M-A-C-K-O-W-S-K-A. And it's Sylvia is pronounced Sylvia, but it's S-Y-L-W-I-A. S-Y-L-W-I-A. I'll be posting on Ambit Rainmaker's page to also Sylvia's link, and then the link to go in and vote for her. So if you check your email, you received an email yesterday, day before, and also on Wednesday, and they sent out an email regarding this voting there, and the voting has already started. So I'd love for you to go give Sylvia a shot at winning this Ambit Choice Award. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open the lines up. Jeff, thank you again for giving us your valuable time and knowledge. And you have been extremely, extremely helpful in my business and many, many others. And you've impacted it in more ways than you know, sir. So thank you again.
Thank you.